Well, it's our privilege also to be back here at the First Baptist Church here in Bryan, Ohio. Many of you know my brother that passed away, Leonard Smith, years ago. And he said one time years ago, he said these words. He said, "Lord, I want you to fill my house up." And I said, well, he didn't say anything about one story. I think he said two stories. He was going on for the third story. And they had eight kids. They lost two anyways. But anyways, it's because of my brother Leonard, anyways, that I came over to the First Baptist Church of Bryan, Ohio, and that's where they were serving the Lord back in those days. And your pastor, I think, was one of the, well, it was in his class or something like that, or you were here also when Leonard was here also. And I won't say years ago anyways, but that's been some time ago. But we, if you've never been here, and as far as getting our prayer cards, we want you to get one of our prayer cards, the Bill and Sharon Smith family. Lord willing, we'll be going back November the 22nd back to northern Brazil to continue on with the work and help out the other pastors that we've started along the ways as far as the churches is concerned. We're going to take you back to the first church that we had in Novo Idão, and I won't say anything more about that. And then afterwards, after seeing the DVD for 11 or 12 minutes, and then we want you to sing along with us in Portuguese. And oh no, and so, but how many of you know English? Do you know English? All right then you'll know Portuguese by the time you leave here anyways. At least the word Portuguese, and you know, you'll know that word anyways. And so, but we wanted to go with this because you have prayed and given that these works have become a reality.
Catch the vision for world missions. What do you think of when you hear the words, catch the vision? Vision propels us to move where God is taking us. A vision that is real produces a faith that works. Vision inspires, motivates, and lifts us into the realm where God is able to come through in our lives. I graduated from the Bible Baptist Seminary in May of 1970, and we were married in August of 1970. I was ordained at Worth Baptist Church, and we were approved as missionaries in July of 1971 to go to the country of Brazil and start independent Baptist churches. We traveled for a year to raise prayer and financial support.
We knew other missionaries in northern Brazil, so that is where we started our missionary ministry. We started in Manaus, Amazonas. Then Novo Irão, Amazonas. Later we moved to Caracari, Roraima, and now we are living in Boa Vista, the capital of Roraima, each time moving further north. We arrived in Manaus, Amazonas, Brazil in October 1972 and began to learn the Portuguese language. We studied for a year and a half with Brazilian teachers and then moved upriver to help another missionary family and learn how to live in the jungle area.
We traveled 3 days on a small passenger boat up the Rio Negro River to the town of Barcelos. We lived in our first home that was made of palm branches for the roof and rough boards for the rest of the house. We climbed the riverbank many times up the ladder to our home. We learned to use the canoe, and we stayed with and worked with this family for 6 months before moving to a small town called Novo Idão. We lived on our small boat for 3 months while we had our wooden house built on the land we had purchased in the town. We saw the vision of starting our first Baptist church come to pass in that small town in January of 1975. We visited the families in their homes along the river and invited them to come to the church services. Some came even in the open building we used for the church services. God blessed this church, and we moved to another area, leaving a national pastor. The church has had several pastors over the years. The present pastor had the vision to remodel the church building and parsonage, as well as provide air conditioning for the building. Three men have been called to preach out of this church over the many years. The church is still seeing souls saved and baptized. I took a survey trip from Manaus, Amazonas to Boa Vista, Roraima in 1978 and then on to a smaller town called Karikari. I saw the need to reach this town for Christ. We worked in this town from 1978 until 1997, or 19 years. We bought this building to be used as a meeting place for the church. We lived in the small wooden part in the back and had services in the brick building. Later, as the church grew, we purchased land and began to build the brick building with the tithes and offerings of the people. We saw people saved and could use the new building for church and Sunday school. We had several baptized in our baptistry, the White River, which is a tributary off the Black River. I don't know how to swim, so I had to be careful not to go out too far into the baptistry. We organized the church, and when we left, they had a national pastor. We moved further north to the capital city. These three men have pastored the church at different times in Karikari since we left. They have led the church to build a new auditorium, add Sunday school rooms, and a guest house for visiting pastors. They have a central location in the town with property and buildings. The Lord is blessing this work. The present pastor, Louise, had the vision of starting a Bible Institute to teach the church people. Classes began in 2013 with 5 students. This couple graduated in 2015. In 2017, they now have a total of 7 graduates, all from the church. In 1997, we moved to the largest city of Boa Vista, Roraima, to once again start an independent Baptist church. We found property and built a small wooden building. Later, a Sunday school building was built, and the small wooden building was remodeled with a brick building. They have now a church parsonage. The church grew, and a Brazilian couple from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus came to help us in the work in 1999. He helped build the brick building. Francisco and Luisa led the church with Sunday school classes and activities. Luisa died in 2012, and Pastor Francisco tried to continue with the work. 2 years later, he left the church to remarry and moved to another state to work in another church. In 2015, we had to close the work due to difficulties and no leadership. We had the vision of reopening the work again. Pastor Wellison and his family came in 2016, and they're having services and starting over again. His vision is to reach the people and to see the work strong once again. Zero. Our churches joined in the services for a missions conference. Zero. Vacation Bible School was held to reach new people.
Zero.
We saw the vision of another congregation being started, so property was purchased. Now they have a nice brick building. Pablo and his wife had graduated from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus and came to be the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Caraná. Vacation Bible schools were held. Family camps were held along the creek, and they enjoyed playing volleyball. Some even enjoyed playing in the metal barrels to keep cool. The church now has a new auditorium with air conditioning, as well as a church parsonage. Many people have been saved and baptized, and it is a blessing to see this work grow. We were out of a job, so once again we found property that would be close to the other two churches so that people could have fellowship one with another. The Bible Baptist Church of Alvorada was started in 2007. We had 23 people with the first service, with families from the other churches that live closer to this new work. We reformed the little building by plastering the walls and putting down ceramic tile. Some other remodeling was done along the way. We now have a new auditorium and use the other brick building for Sunday school and other events. We had the vision to see a national pastor leading this church, as we did for the other churches. the Lord sent us a couple that was studying in the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus. They have been a real blessing, helping us at our home as well as doing painting and things at the church. Hoseniu is a good preacher, and the people have received them well. Zipporah is good with crafts, and that was a real success during the vacation Bible school they had for the church. Rogério graduated from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus, Amazonas in December of 2016. He had prayed about coming to help us with the church and become the pastor. They arrived with their baggage in February, and we turned the church work over to them before we left for our furlough in March of 2017. He is now the acting pastor of the church. The church invited Pastor Nilo to preach for the 10th anniversary in April of 2017, and they had a good service. Rogério and his wife Zipporah have the vision to reach their generation for the Lord. He is 34 years of age and has a lot more energy than we do. Yes, there was work involved with building God's work. It is this very work that gives our lives purpose, our hearts pleasure, and our minds peace. It is only in this work we find lasting fulfillment and joy that cannot be quenched. The works are not just about us and what the Lord has allowed us to do, but about reaching people, seeing them saved, and serving the Lord as well. God is still working today and not just in the past.
We cannot be workers together with God if we do not know what He wants us to work at and give our lives to. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18.
Our vision for the future: return to Brazil and encourage the present churches to continue with the work. Help the pastors with special meetings. Animate the churches to continue supporting missionaries in Brazil as well as other countries. Thank you for your part in praying and giving that independent Baptist churches have been started and people saved over these past 46 years as your missionaries in Brazil.
Okay, now what we want you to do with us, sing in Portuguese, but we're going to sing it first of all in English. All right. Now you all know English, remember that, okay? And so then after English, then we'll go to the Portuguese. But we're going to give you a Portuguese lesson. By the way, we was 23 and 21 years of age when we went to Brazil. And we had to learn 12 years of language school in a year and a half, starting from A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, all in Portuguese, and to do the verbs, the adjectives, the adverbs. And so that was, you might say, that was a challenge for our lives, okay?
How many of you know the chorus, "Rejoice in the Lord always"? And again, I say rejoice. Okay, we're going to sing that in English. See, you already know the music, so it's going to be real simple.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Alegai-vos sempre, no Senhor. Alegai-vos, no Senhor. Alegai-vos sempre, no Senhor. Alegai-vos, no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos, no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos, no Senhor.
We got to teach them.
The words that you hear, alegrai, alegrai vos nu Senhor. Senhor means Lord or Mister. Okay, alegrai vos nu Senhor. And then the other part is alegrai, alegrai, alegrai vos nu Senhor. Alegrai, Alegrai-vos no Senhor, right?
Oh, that's right.
Easy, right? Okay, we're gonna sing it slow so you can pronounce those words. Everybody try it. If you make a mistake, look at your neighbor and he'll think, oh, well, that was me, you know.
Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai.
Alegrai-vos
no Senhor. Alegrai. Alegrai-vos no Senhor.
See, that was easy, right? Okay, we're going to do it again a little bit faster, and we're going to stop along the way just to make sure you're getting it right. So keep singing.
Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Senhor, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Alegrai,
alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Alegrai,
alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Can you do it faster? All right, just the adolescents and teenagers.
Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Alegrai,
alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Alegrai,
alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
We're trying to get him to come to Brazil, yeah. So everybody cheer in to help him come to Brazil and visit us, right? Okay, thank you. Now you can all go home saying you speak Portuguese. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any questions for my wife and I? I should ask you that. I will say, first of all, when we went to Brazil, I was 23 years of age. My wife was 21 years of age. And so if you add 46 years under that, that's our age anyways. And so but we've been in Brazil. We went there in Brazil, a young person, you might say, along the way. We were willing to be taught. We were willing to learn a new culture, a new people, new food. And so... I mean, I remember when I left Ohio and went to Texas, they had okra, fried okra. I had no idea what fried okra was. At least in Mansfield, Ohio, we didn't have it anyways. And so, but I learned to like that anyways. And so, and they have other things like they, instead of having potato salad, they would have other things there in Texas. But as far as Brazil, beans and rice and spaghetti. And then if you have some money, you could put some fish in there. If you had some more money, you could put a chicken in there. And if you had some more money yet, you could have some beef anyways. But we were learned to be taught. And so let me ask you this. How many are hunters here? I found one hunter here. Oh, good. Not yet. Have you ever salted your meat? Years ago, you would salt your meat to preserve it anyways. That when we went to Brazil, they had some wild hog pasture. And I like salt, and I'm not supposed to have much salt nowadays after you turn certain of age anyways. And so, but I told him, I said, told Sharon, I said, don't. We had a wild pig there, and they sold me about 5 or 6 pounds of wild pork. And I said, no, don't take the salt off. Well, what I did not know, I didn't want to know what rock salt was. So anyways, that was plenty of salt on that. So what I couldn't eat, I gave to my dog. And so the dog asked for us a whole bunch, like a gallon of water, and we had to lap it up after that. I learned to live and to learn to live and learn to live again anyway. But anyways, But do you have any questions for my wife and I anyways? And so about Brazil, about us, you might say? Yes, ma'am. We, you know, of all those years, my Lord didn't give us any children, but we, as they call it, we have plenty of children there in Brazil, anyways, that grew up in our churches, anyways. So yes, and so no, we didn't have any children. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Is that a piranha fish
in your display? That's a piranha fish. Yes. We have piranha fish. The piranha fish are all over there. And so if you're not bleeding while you're being baptized, you're fine anyways. And so, and it sure does help if you learn how to swim also anyways. So I asked the candidates to go out there into the river first to know how deep it is anyways. And if it's kind of like the range that you've had here in northwestern Ohio. And so the range is the same way there in Brazil. The bottom of the river, at least close to the shoreline, gets all the mud. And so one time I decided to baptize, and I came knee-deep up in the mud anyways. And so got to go out a little bit farther anyways. And so, but anyway, so yes, there's piranhas. There's other fish also, the piranha family. There's catfish. By the way, they like bass, but the catfish, they do not like that for whatever reason it is. I like catfish, and so, but they would throw the catfish away, okay? And so, but I'd ask for it anyways, and they knew when they wanted Pastor Bill to get it, and then they would have to sell it to me. I wanted it free anyways, and so. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Okay, let me go for the last one, Pastor Roger, of the last church we started anyways. The church has enough finances to support him with a minimum salary. What's the minimum salary there in Brazil? $300 a month, okay? The church also in Alvorada, they have a pastor's house, and so the church is able to pay their lights and their water and their city taxes. Our city taxes is, Pastor, is only $60 for a house and a lot. It's about 25 feet wide by 90 feet long. And so, but our taxes aren't like yours taxes anyways. And so, but it's only $60. And then they give them a salary as well, okay? And now the other pastors that we have, the first church we had in Novi Down, they're self-supporting. The other two pastors, anyways, they have to work another side job also along the way. Their congregations can't support them completely, anyways. And the one pastor, he's got three teenage girls, anyways. I will tell you that. So it costs a little bit more. Jean pants down there are just as expensive as they are here. I say they're expensive. They say they're not. But anyways, for the price that I see there, it's expensive. But they learn to live on what they have, anyways. Okay. And so that, so yes, so two of the four, I should say three of the five, their churches support them. So yes, it's taken a while. The church in Kanakai, we was there for a number of years. They were taught to give their tithes and offerings, and they really built the first the building in Kanakai. And through their tithes and offerings, they were able to also to build all the Sunday school rooms lately in the last 3 or 5 years, and also build a another house with a little bit of our help also. For then when they teach in the Bible Institute, the visiting pastor has a place to stay as well. Okay? Yes, any other one has a question? I will say this for the retirees, and I'll get to the amen. Once you're over, let me say retired. Once you're over 60, you have privileges over the United States of America. You can go to the front of the line in the post office. You can go to the front of the line to the banks, and anyways, and so, and over 60, you can get, if you have your light bill of your house and your social security number, you can get an old folks card. It's not a handicap card. It's for older folks, and they allow one parking space free anyways, and it's good for 2 years, that card. Then you have to renew it again to go back to City Hall. And so we do have that in our part of northern Brazil. And so when I come to the States, I have to stay in line anyways, and so there's no 60-year limit. And so that's that. Yes, sir. If you're interior, As far as like meat or fish in, interior from the capital city of Boa Vista, it might be a little bit more or less expensive. But let me just say, as far as product, most of it is expensive. So you choose what you want to buy anyways. And so there is the generic brands anyways there. And so that's less. And the name brands are more expensive in that part. Okay. And so, but most of the people, I work on a minimum salary. So mom and dad both work. The kids go, part of the kids that go up to like the fifth grade go in the morning from 7:30 to 11:30 in the morning, and that's all you have to study, okay? But if you're a public school teacher, you'll have to either teach in the morning, afternoon, or night. Two times during the day, you'll have to teach anyways. But now from, let's say, the fifth grade up to the eighth grade, you'll go in the afternoon, the hottest part of the day. And it's from 1:30 to 5:30, and that is hot. And then if you are from on up to, let's say, ninth grade up to 12th grade, 7:30 at night to 11:30 at night. And so, and it's one time a day. So how long do you go? Well, it's, they go according to, the, you might say, the Brazilian standards. You start after Carnival, Mardi Gras, I'm not sure which is, Mardi Gras or Carnival in Brazil. And after that, in February and March, and you go to the end of December, okay? And so that's where our, and usually in July you get a breakout for you guys that we call spring break here. There it's sort of like the spring break down there too, but in July, okay? How many brought your Bibles tonight? All right, okay. Open your Bibles tonight in the book of Matthew. And let me leave you with some encouraging words anyways. Three things I want you to leave with it tonight anyways. In Matthew chapter 9 and verses number 35 to 38. And you can remain seated as I read these words tonight. In Matthew chapter 9 and verses 35 to 38, Matthew records these words. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for what you allowed us to show forth to this church here that has a part in our ministry in praying and giving to spread the gospel around the world. And now we ask you, Lord, that you'll use your word tonight to speak to our hearts. And we thank you, dear Lord, that we can have your word and we can receive your word with gladness and we can share your word with others, not only here, but also as we travel to other countries and giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your will and way in our own hearts and lives tonight. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing I want to look with you tonight in the scriptures, it says in these words, in verse number 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And where Jesus went, there is what Matthew was saying. He went into the cities and to the villages. And the first thing I want to leave with you is to be in the right place where God would have you to be. And for my wife and I, it started out in Barcelos to learn the ropes in 6 months, to learn how to drive a canoe anyways. And Pastor, I'll just tell your people here tonight, I thought when I bought that small boat, and I just remember the boat was 6 foot wide. It was 5 foot tall inside, so I couldn't stand up inside. My wife could, but I couldn't anyways. And it was 9 meters and roughly 27 foot long. But inside there, we had a bathroom. Inside there, we had the motor. Inside there was a table. And inside there was a steering wheel. And so I looked underneath the steering wheel for the brake and for the clutch. And I didn't find either one. How in the world am I going to stop this boat? Well, you got to put it in neutral. And then after a while of time, then you put it in reverse. And that's how you can, well, I thought by being in the middle of the river, there'll be no sandbars at all anyways. And so next thing I know, my boat has stopped. My motor was still running. The propeller was still going. And my guy that was helping me along, he just laughing and laughing. And I said, well, what's the wrong? He said, the channel is not there. How do I know where the channel is? It's just like buying a map and get on the Google now. Where is the best way and what's the best way not to go and the best way to go anyways? He said, well, Bill, you just have to know it. Well, we learn to be in the right place, learning there in the jungle how to live in the jungle. And then when we moved to Novi Down and Katakari and Boa Vista, we knew we was in the right place. And like I said this morning, there was a couple there after we leave Novi Down and we would go to Katakari. They had been praying for years, Lord, send a couple to our city of Katakari to start an independent Baptist church. And we knew we was in the right place. We were the only Americans there as well. And learning to learn the language. And if you can stand to be corrected with the Portuguese language anyways. So if you know music, and I know your pastor knows how to play the piano, and so he knows music, and you know he could learn a new language also anyways. Not only the English, and he speaks English well, and he knows the piano. And my wife says if I knew both of those, I could also learn to play the piano, and I would learn the Portuguese language better anyways. But I had my difficulties anyways, and so... And I always tell the story anyways. In the book of Psalms, it said, let's go into the house of the Lord and praise His holy name. Well, the house of the Lord in Portuguese is sanctuary. And anyways, to make a long story short, there's two words. There's sanctuary and there's sanitário. Santuário and, oh my land, which one was it anyways? So I said, okay, let's go into the bathroom and praise His holy name. You can go in the bathroom. Now, the only reason I knew I made an error because my wife and the other couple that asked the Lord to send us to Katakari, and the Lord did send us to Katakari, they were just laughing. I said, I knew I made a mistake. But I'll just go on. I'll finish the service. What did I say was wrong? And, oh, my land. So, but anyways, and we knew he was in the right place. And you know one thing about it, with those Brazilian peoples, they may not agree everything with us. And I was telling someone tonight anyways, if you was any other religion but Baptist, okay, you're okay. But being a Baptist, they mark you anyways down there. And especially being a traditional Baptist anyways, liking the hymns and the choruses that have the scripture with the words anyways. And so they always know that. But you know one thing about it? They know our testimony. They know that we are there not to make money. They know that we're there not to have cattle ranches. And though some of them did have them, but we didn't anyways. But we was there to do one thing, to start an independent Baptist church and to see people saved, see some of them saved. And you know, some of them were saved. Some of them were baptized. And you know one thing about it? Well, the older man now today, and he's home with the Lord. It was on a Wednesday night. And he said these words, came up to our house, Bill, I want to be saved. So my wife heard those words when he came to our house, and she got out the Bible and said, here it is, Pastor Bill, here's the Bible. No, I want to be saved in front of my wife and my family as well. And so I said, well, I've heard that before. He probably won't come tonight. But he did come, and he was saved. And the first thing that he did, Pastor, also, where's my tithing envelope? And I don't know if the other churches give out tithing or not, but he wanted his own. I said, but you're not baptized. You're not a member. That's all right. I brought my tithe tonight. So what do you think I did? I got a tithing envelope for him anyways. Put his name on it. Raymond, it was his name anyways. And since that day, and he said, Bill, I'm liberal with my giving. And so my wife is what they said like this, pound doodoo. And she likes to hold on to her money. She'll give what she has to give. But I like to go beyond that. So when construction time came, he said, Bill, I'll be out there also. And I'll help you with a couple of sacks of cement or whatever it is. And, you know, he came with one of the men of the church. He had white hair as well. And he was, say, one of our elders of the church. He had the knowledge. And he had also the zeal, though he couldn't do much, but he knew what would need to be done. And he became, you might say, a pillar in that church there in Katakari. Well, we need to be there. And it's kind of like what Jesus said also to the paralyzed man, what do you want? And he said, well, I like to get up and walk. Or like to the blind man, I want to see anyways. And because of one accepting the Lord, one after one after one. It took some time. and took some time. They wanted to know how long we was going to stay there and how long and what we really come there for. And we said we came there, and they said, well, you're kind of different from some of those other people. We were in the right place because God had called us there. Second of all, that I want to leave with you tonight. In verse number 38, it says these words, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, the Lord has also worked in our own hearts and lives through the Brazilian people, through you all as the people here in the First Baptist Church of Bryan. And we need to do the second thing. We need to pray. I was sick in 1981, and that's just a long story, and I won't go into that. But, you know, people just like you all, okay, Lord, heal his body. And over the term of 1 or 2 years, then my body was healed. I had to come to the States also, and I had a staph infection. But, you know, after I got healed and got back on my feet again after coming to the States and was going back to Brazil, they asked me one question. When are you going back? As soon as the doc would sign his name on that dotted line that I am released from the hospital, and we would go to the various churches here in the States, give our report, and we're going back to Brazil. Well, some other people wasn't so, you might say, so animated. They say, well, Bill, what you had there and all those boils came out in your body, that other person, we know they died anyways. Oh, thank you for the encouragement anyways. And so, but you know, it's people like y'all, and sometimes you may realize, well, what can I do as a church member? I can't get out like I used to. But you know, you can pray for the people. You can pray for your pastor. Pray for the Vacation Bible School. Pray for also various other activities of the church. And begin. And then when somebody was sick and does come back to church, like you did this morning, I think it's Brother Jack, we're glad to see you again. And that makes a difference in their lives and in our lives as well. As we ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me to do? And in verse number 38, Matthew says, he's prayed that the Lord of the harvest to send forth more laborers. And you know, we're not getting so young anymore, and we still continue to pray, Lord, send some more laborers, not only here at home, but around the world as well. And sometimes we may not be able to get into one country, but we can get into another country of giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we find out also in 1 Timothy, it says this, we need to pray with our hands, our holy hands. What can we do? Get that sheet of paper and remember to pray for those people that are in dire need. And then also in 2 Kings chapter 4, the woman that cried to Elijah, come and help me as far as your son is concerned. And you know, the Lord can heal, and he does heal. And as someone said this morning, well, maybe he doesn't heal us, but maybe he gives us the grace to continue on with that. And we can still be that testimony. And the Lord may use that situation that you can help someone else along life's way. Be that prayer warrior. Be in the right place that God would have you to be. And then also, what else can we say as well? Well, we just need to be, as someone said, we need to work. Someone asked me, said, what can I do in life? Work. And someone said, well, I just want to have everybody to give everything to me. Go out and work anyways. And so we had a church construction there in Katakari. And the only man that came out to help us at 7 o'clock in the morning. Why 7 o'clock in the morning? Because by 8:30, it's already 85 degrees there where we were. So he came out at 7 a.m. And he was light as a feather. He was 85 years of age. And then he said, what can I do? You can put these blocks of stone into the pit, and that's going to be our tunnel, you might say. We're going to put concrete into that, and that would be our foundation for our church. And then he began to give the block there and the stone, put it in there. When he bent over, he couldn't get back up. And so I said, well, okay. So then here comes the younger people back in those days at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, come a little bit earlier if you can anyways. Well, we need to work. God uses those who are busy about with God's work anyways. If you want to go to the mission field, get busy in the church here anyways, in Sunday school or in visitation or in Vacation Bible School or special events coming up with the luau anyways, and come to that anyways, and begin to have fellowship one with another. And you know, sometimes you'll find out that the person that's right there in your own church is going through the same thing that you're going through. And sometimes some of the difficulties that you went through, they've already been through that, and they're willing to help us out along the way. I enjoyed the couple that asked the Lord to send us to Karakarim. And one of those times there, he said, Bill and Sharon, we want you to have over for supper, the evening meal. Yes, sir. Okay, we'll be there. And just come and be there by 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock at night anyways there in Karakarim. And we did go anyways. And they had beans and rice. And that's their specialty. And they had something that looked like ground hamburger. Good. And they mix it all together. That's the way the Brazilians go. And they, how'd you like it? It's good anyways. And so we knew what the beans was and we knew what the rice was. But what was that other ground hamburger? It was ground up lung. And I said, well, we've never had that before anyway. So we ate it. And so, well, it's not so bad. We had a visiting pastor come from the States anyways. And so this one family said, okay, Bill and Sharon, they're special, and we want to give up the best meal. So they killed their duck. And the pastor, he did not like duck, but he didn't know what he had there. And he said, what is that? Eat it first, and we'll tell you later anyways. And so three things in life for our life as a Christian is to be in the place where God would have us to be. And you know, that is the best place in all the world. By the way, I found my wife in church. And so she was at another church, and they said all the young boys back in those days, the teenagers, all the other girls would grab them up, and she wouldn't get anybody. And so finally, I came along anyways. And so she grabbed me up anyways. And so, and you know, ever since that time anyways, some other people wanted to do that. But anyways, that would have been 46, 47 years ago. And, you know, waited in time. Lord gave me the wife that wanted to go and do what the Lord would have us to be. Anyways, she thought we was going to West Virginia, and she has relatives, but the Lord changed our course in life anyways. But her time being in West Virginia and her time being also in Ohio, and you might say, helped us out to be there in northern Brazil. Being where there was no electricity, no telephone. Can you imagine being out today with no landline, no cell phone, no computers anyways? And all we had back in those days was Trans World Radio, AM, FM radio, and out of Quito, Ecuador, HCJB. And that was the other, you might say, the news and also the broadcasting from the other churches that we would have, the Baptist churches, and the songs we could hear, the church songs that we could listen to. 7:30 at nighttime until about 9 o'clock, and then they would go off the air. But that's what we did back in those days. We had the old kerosene lamps anyways. Well, maybe you can't do all that. But maybe you can go to an area that has electricity, that has computer, and that has nice roads today anyways. And we roughed it back in our days. And so, and I would say we roughed it anyways. And so the 400 miles, we had one gas station for 400 miles. And so what did you take in your car? And we had a pickup truck back in those days. You took a shovel, you took a hoe, you took also a long piece of wire anyways, and some rope, and also a bucket anyways. And you took your food at least for 2 days anyways, just in case the road got blocked off anyways, as far as the bridge went out and the river overflowed its banks, and you just had to wait till it subsided. But through all those testings and trials in our own lives, if we would have to do it over again, we would go back and do it again. That's what the Lord called us, and He gave us a work to be done after He called us there, and we knew that God's people was there, and we were praying, Lord, give us some souls that we could win to Christ, and then also to work till the night is done. And one of these days, the night will be done, and Christ will come back. But what about your life? What have you been doing with your life for the cause of Christ? And if you never trusted a Savior, ask Him to come into your heart and life tonight and to save your soul. And if I'd have to do it all over again, I still would thank David also for animating me to come to church and Sunday school with his brother Jim. And he took me to church and Sunday school for 2.5 years there in Mansfield, Ohio, until the Lord saved me, and I was baptized, and I became also a teacher of a Sunday school class. And that's where I saw the first missionaries there also. And God used that missionary to call me to northern Brazil. Never had been out of the country, never had a passport at all, but willing to go where He would have us to go. And I'll close with this. What about your life? The Lord said back in those days, Lord, send forth more laborers into his harvest. There need to be more laborers here in the church also to teach a Sunday school class, to be a substitute Sunday school teacher as well. And then also to sing in the choir and to give your life. Lord, here's my life. You take me and use me as I am. And the Lord will do just that for your lives. How is your life tonight? Let's stand with our heads bowed as the pastor comes tonight. What would he have you to do tonight?
As the song of invitation is played this evening, if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, but the Lord has spoken to your heart and you realize that needs to change, how do I do that? Why don't you come tonight and let us open God's Word with you? Maybe the Lord's dealing with you in some other way this evening. As a Christian, if the Lord's calling you to the field somewhere, it doesn't have to be a foreign country. Maybe it's something very specific here, but you've been resistant. Will you surrender to the Lord tonight? As the musicians play, I'll be here at the front to meet you. Others walk with you. Come as they play.